The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Let's get it. Help the Celtics Heat game six, as I just said, tonight. Stephen A., how important is it for the Seas to end this series this evening?
They need to, because obviously they've been nicked and knacked with injuries along the way. Al Horford got sick, Marcus Smart got hurt, Robert Williams has been in and out of games because of his health issues. So if you win tonight, you've got a full 5 days rest before you play game one next Thursday night during the NBA Finals. That's important. Without that, you got to go through another game and you expose yourself to additional travel and potentially another injury. You need the rest.
There he is, Kruda.
What's up, guys?
What's up, my brother?
T-Max in
good
the building, the Hall of Famer. How we doing?
I'm good.
Yes?
It's my first time here, man. I appreciate it. I'm back.
Yeah, it's okay. Good to see you, man.
It's great
yeah.
to have
been a
you.
While.
Yeah.
It's good. You got some cool stuff you're working on. We'll get that in just a minute. But let's talk some hoops first. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Well, he likes to talk hoops. I mean, he got opinions.
He knows how to play,
trust
too.
I know
he
this.
Oh. I think this guy has some opinions, too.
I'm,
right, Pepe?
I'm always
I go back with both a long way. He's some two of the most opinionated dudes.
Yeah.
Trust me.
This is America.
Right.
Oh, that's
right.
I ain't mad at it.
I'm not mad at it.
Okay.
I like it. Come on now.
Welcome it, huh?
All right, let's do it.
You know me.
Okay, last night, the Warriors became the first team to reach 6 finals in 8 years since MJ's Bulls. That sounds like a dynasty. To me, led by 32 points from Klay, the Golden State Warriors drowned the Dallas Mavericks in 5 games. Stephen A., you've been betting on the Warriors all season. But first, let me play this for you.
If Klay Thompson comes back healthy, Kendrick Perkins, the Warriors might win it all. I really mean it. I'm not playing with anybody. Molly,
yeah.
It is official. I'm picking the Golden State Warriors to win the championship.
Okay.
Fully loaded and healthy with Klay, Steph on the court together with Draymond, with Poole, and all of those brothers that Draymond is going to be there to hold accountable, I'm rolling with the Warriors. I've been with the Warriors since day one, and I ain't jumping off that ship. It's about the Warriors.
Okay.
Yeah.
You still confident?
I'm a little nervous.
Why?
I ain't jumping off. Listen, I believe that the Miami Heat are too depleted. They will lose tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think Boston's going to the NBA Finals. And obviously, I'll be there tonight in Boston. Boston's no joke. And I look at the Warriors and the Denver series, I was really, really feeling great about them. They rolled up against Memphis. And I saw Ja Morant drop, a 40 on a 47 one night.
Because I went out there.
Mm.
Okay, all right. First of all, the new media guru. Let me tell you
He's
something.
A pit bull.
I love it. Let me ask you this question.
30% from the field, 20% from the three.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Why were you not out there?
Because
y'all lost. So relax. When your turn is coming, you lost.
All right.
So here's the deal.
Say less.
Here's the deal. The Golden State Warriors, to me, should be the favorites. They're lethal. But what I saw them struggle in a few games against Memphis, and I'm looking at Dallas, who to me serves no litmus test whatsoever because
right.
they don't have a rim protector. Mm-hmm. You can get to the rim on them anytime you want to and have little to no resistance at all. That is not going to be the Boston Celtics. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think Golden State and with their A game will beat anybody. They need their A game mm-hmm. to beat Boston. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
But so you do say that.
I'm still going with the Warriors.
Well, Golden State, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with Golden State. After we lost, that's the only team I really trust.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics have a hard time guarding splits. Obviously, that's what Golden State, that's Golden State offense. So I got Golden State with this. I don't know how many games. I didn't have the Celtics beating the Heat, so. You know, I might be wrong. I'm wrong a lot. This is a first take. A lot of people are wrong on this show, so.
Shots fired.
Not really me, but go ahead.
Just in general, everything's not the truth on this show. So I got Golden State winning it, and that's what I got.
So I'm not confident. Although
I said last year, I'm not confident in the Warriors. I said last year during the season, without Klay, I said, I uttered the same thing you said. If Klay Thompson comes back, Warriors will win the championship, mm-hmm. right? And that's not me including Jordan Poole in this. Haven't seen him this year and how Memphis challenged him. To beat Golden State, you got to have durability, right? You got to have some young dogs that can chase these guys around. Also, you got to be able to exert that energy on the offensive end as well. Mm-hmm. You got to have length. You got to have size. And you got to have some dogs. Boston has that, right? That's why I think Boston is going to win the championship, because mm-hmm. Boston have two guys that I know can get buckets at any given time. They can challenge Steph Curry. They can match Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Jordan Poole. They have the size. They have the length. And these guys are hella competitive. They could switch out. They could guard these guys on the perimeter. I trust Al Horford to get out on the perimeter, move his feet, and make it tough on them. They have rim protection with Williams back there. Right. So I think the core guys for the Boston Celtics is going to outplay the core guys for the Golden State Warriors.
Let me say this. A couple of things. Number one, to get back to your statement.
Which one?
Talk about people wrong here a lot. Well, they wrong on Get Up. They wrong on PTI. They wrong on Fox. They wrong on NBC. They wrong on CNN. They wrong with the Player Podcast, too. Everybody wrong all the damn time.
So the media's wrong.
So let's be very, very clear about that. Don't be isolating First Take.
Okay.
Number one.
Oh, okay.
Right. Number two.
What T-Mac just pointed out is exactly the reason I'm nervous about Golden State. Because Boston has size, they've got toughness, they've got offense, not from one, but from two dudes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw in a third, Al Horford.
Yes.
Why am I throwing Al Horford in there? Because he can shoot spot-up threes. That means Draymond has to go out and get him.
And Looney has to pull out.
And Looney has to come out, too, which could compromise you on the interior. I'm going to tell you who the key to this series is going to be.
Oh, on what team?
All right, Golden State, who changes everything.
Wiggins.
Yeah. He got to show up.
Yeah.
The Golden State Warriors, with Klay, with Steph, with the evolution of Jordan Poole, the Golden State Warriors will not win the championship if Andrew Wiggins does not show up.
So y'all
the Andrew Wiggins that we saw in this series against Dallas, that's the guy that has to show up against Boston.
And here's my thing, because Steph is the head. Right? They have size. They have athleticism and speed to neutralize Steph. That's going to put pressure on Jordan Poole and Wiggins to deliver on the offensive end, and Klay Thompson as well. They're going to have to step up, because there's going to be some games where it's going to be tough offensively for Steph, what he's facing on the defensive end.
We just spoke about, I think one of you said Al Horford is going to be.
I see he's going to be a key factor.
Offensively, because we haven't spoken about Al Horford defensively.
No, we know what he brings defensively.
So I just want people to understand, so the viewers understand that the teams that the Celtics have been playing has been dominated by guys with the ball, right? A lot of guys don't have the ball. The Boston Celtics struggle with playing guarding split offense. That's all Golden State runs is split offense. They're not going to be keyed in on a guy doing an ISO dribble. Al Horford's no discredit to Al Horford. He's been playing amazing, like wine. I mean, Benjamin Button backwards. Okay, boy, he's been hooping. He ain't chasing Steph off the line. Like, he ain't chasing Klay.
But that's all I'm saying from that standpoint. But you know this to know what T Mac highlighted is on point.
Yeah, I didn't disagree with that.
They switch. Mm-hmm. So you're not asking anybody to chase somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They switch for the sole express purpose of making sure that every single possession, there's somebody in everyone's face.
And that's
you're
perfect.
Not getting open jump shots. And that's the problem.
And that's the thing you just get into my key. As a basketball player, as T-Mac know, when you switch a lot, it's the worst defense against split offense. Because now you done switching off, no communication slip to the rim. Okay. Steph Curry coming off a curl. So I'm just being honest.
I get you, but that's undisciplined defensive teams.
Uh-huh.
These guys are very disciplined. It's the reason why they was the best defense.
Well, they got to get through Miami tonight, and we go see
Oh, they'll get through Miami.
Yeah, we go see very soon. I mean, you got to give Miami respect.
He's hurt.
We have to give Miami respect.
That's a wounded team. We're saying they're hurt. They're an infirmary.
Yeah, I said they're going to beat them, but they still have to play the game.
They're hurt. They still got to play the game. That's the only reason. I picked the Celtics to win the series in seven. against Miami.
Yeah, I mean, well,
I'm just saying that Miami now, they're not.
They're wounded.
I'm watching them, man.
I agree.
I'm watching them walk to the locker room. I'm watching them walk in the arena. Hell, they limping more than me. I mean, it's bad, man. They limping bad.
Yeah,
I mean, they hurt.
It'll be tough.
They are hurt.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. And you know, it's got. You'll be watching them tonight too. 8:30 Eastern.
It takes
on
a
ESPN.
Lot to be hurt in Miami. It really does. Oh, it takes God. A lot to be hurt.
Right. T-Mac, the only one rolling with the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
We get it. We get the Miami. We're picking up what you're putting down. When we come back here on First Take, the guys will be back here with us.
Brian, man.
Please never do that again. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. All right, earlier in these playoffs, we were asking if Jimmy Butler was the top all-around player in the postseason. Now, obviously, dealing with some injuries. To what extent, we don't know. In the last three games, Jimmy struggled to score, only getting up into the double digits once, a 13-point performance in Game 5. Not the Jimmy buckets we were watching earlier in the series. We know he's compromised. Now, the struggles in South Beach have caught the eyes of several big names around the league, including Sixers center Joel Embiid, who is second-team All-NBA in this season. And he said simply, Miami needs another star. Still crewed up here. Stephen A, T-Mac, and Pat Bev. So good to have you all. Pat, I'll start with you. Do you believe Jimmy Butler can be the best player on a championship team?
Initially, I said yes, but now it's no. I don't think, and that's no discredit to his game. I love Jimmy. He's a two-way player. He plays both ends of the floor. I just don't think he can shoot the ball from the three good enough. He's been the main catalyst. Not the main catalyst, but he was with Philly. He wasn't the main guy there. Obviously, he spent a little time with the Timberwolves. Couldn't get it done there in Miami. Couldn't get it done there with the Bulls. Couldn't get it done there. And this is young Jimmy. So I don't know if older Jimmy can do that.
Well, I don't view him as not being able to get it done. He was in Chicago. They got to the postseason. He was in Minnesota after years of being exiled from the postseason.
He said championship.
Answer the question. Well, listen. I'm just saying. You say he couldn't get it done. I'm just saying.
Championship. He hasn't won a championship.
Here's the deal.
That's the question.
If Jimmy Butler, the Philadelphia 76ers were ruled today, they lost him. They should have never Jimmy Butler. If they had not lost Jimmy Butler, as tight as him and Joel Embiid are, Ben Simmons, I think, would have still been there playing. Jimmy Butler would have been there. With Joel Embiid, I think the Sixers could have been in the finals at least one point over the last two or three years. But that didn't happen. But I will say this. You are right. Jimmy Butler has shot 24% or less over the last 3 years from the three. And to me, if you are a superstar in the NBA, one or two things have to be going for you. If you either a big man that's an automatic dominant presence in the post, or you can hit from the outside. And Jimmy is neither. Jimmy can score, but he's not a three-point shooter, and he's obviously not a big that can dominate in the low post.
So what's the answer? Because sometimes we take these questions and we go – the left lane.
No,
the question is do you think Jimmy Butler can be the best player on the championship? Okay, the answer
Let me ask y'all a question.
So you were editing that?
No, I'm just trying to.
I'm just saying, I didn't answer the question.
I'm
but
a detailed
man. Yeah, but I answered the question and then I gave detail.
Okay, gotcha.
Let me ask y'all a question. Okay. If you're the best player on your team and you make it to the NBA Finals and you don't win the NBA Finals, are you the best player on your team? You don't win the Finals MVP. Are you the best player on your team? Because what you're saying is Steph Curry. You're saying Steph Curry is not the best player on his team. He's not. He hasn't won an MVP finals.
Yeah, I haven't. I didn't say that. You said that.
I'm asking.
I just haven't answered. I don't know how to answer that. You put him in a tough pickle. Because you go use the Steph Curry.
Since when the hell have you cared about being in a tough
Wait,
pickle?
Ask the question. Ask the question.
When you care about that?
I'm asking because he said he doesn't think Jimmy Butler can be the best player
on a championship
team. Yeah. I think Miami is one piece away from winning a championship.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. So I'm asking him, Steph Curry hasn't won a finals MVP. Is he the best player on his team? Because that highlights the best player of that series,
let's be
right?
Clear. Steph Curry wasn't the best player on the team when they won back-to-back championships. Kevin Durant was the best player on the Golden State Warriors. That's number one. So you don't have to be the best player on the team.
He was the best player when they won with when Iguodala got the Finals MVP.
Yes, yeah. Yes, he
but
was.
The team's defense is to stop Steph Curry. Like the whole team is to stop Steph
That's
Curry.
True.
So
and the whole team
need
to stop Jimmy Butler.
Except for when KD was there. When that wasn't the case. Now I would tell you with Jimmy Butler. I would tell you this. Jimmy Butler can be a key component on a championship team. But him being the best player on a championship team is a different animal.
So you don't think if they had another player
like
on
who,
their team.
Like who?
I don't know. Right. I mean,
I'm just trying to dynamic. What type of player?
Just another sidekick. But Jimmy Butler is better than that player, right? But this player is very valuable to this team. Because I think if they had another piece, not better than Jimmy Butler, but just somebody that can relieve the offensive pressure off of him, absolutely he could be the best player on a championship team because he has that. This man has scored 40 points in the playoffs this year.
Well, I see where you're going. I would answer the question this way. When you ask, can a player be the best player on the championship team? Here's what I think. Here you go. Take us there. Are you that dude? You have to be
Hold on. They're in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I understand.
Yeah.
Wounded.
Right.
Who got them there?
He did.
Yeah,
Jimmy Butler. He's proven that.
Tell me. But I had them losing even if he were healthy to Boston. So what I'm saying
Boston
to you.
Boston much deeper team.
I had them losing even if he were healthy. So what I'm trying to say is I get where you're coming from, but that's coming from a place where you evidently thought they were going to win. I'm of the mindset when I'm thinking about the best player on a championship team, when all else fails, everybody know what you're going to do. Everybody know what's coming or whatever. Here's the damn ball. Give it to me. I'm going to do it anyway.
Kevin Durant. There's
nothing you can do about it. That's KD.
That's LeBron.
That's people like
Kawhi
that.
Kawhi Leonard.
Jimmy Butler. That's right. Jimmy Butler is a big – I'm sorry. Yes, Jimmy Butler is a big-time player. He's not that. He's big-time. Got mad love for him.
T-Mac, but this level.
I think this. He doesn't have to be that, though, because what Miami builds as a culture – They do it by committee.
Okay.
But they will be good enough to win a championship.
So he's on a good team.
He's on a damn good team. Absolutely. And he will be the best player on that team because of what is surrounded by him. Okay. He will be the best player on that team.
Well, let me be very clear.
Please.
The disappointment in the statement you just made, and I mean the brothers getting ready to do a one-on-one tournament. We got to talk about that. But the disappointment. Is that
Point it out.
Tracy McGrady
yes.
was one of those stars that a franchise said, here, give it to us.
Yes.
Take us there.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say to you is that you're saying Jimmy Butler's he's great and he's in the right system and he's on a great team.
That says,
that's not what we talk. I understand
the question.
You're
saying with another guy he could do that. With another talent, he could do that.
Absolutely.
They just need another piece.
For sure.
That piece does not necessarily need to be better than
him.
But give us a name.
If he had an Andrew Wiggins alongside of him, who would be the better player? Jimmy Butler, right?
Yes.
But Andrew Wiggins would be very valuable defensively and he could provide offensive scoring.
Andrew Wiggins would not be enough for the Miami Heat to get it done. He's enough on Golden State the other weapons they have. Not for Miami. Stop it.
What Miami has right now, and they add another piece like Andrew Wiggins.
Okay, well, let's do that, but let's use it the other way. What if we had a younger T-Mac on the Heat?
That's different.
Hold on. Let him answer now, because he hit me with the trick question with Steph Curry. If we had a younger T-Mac on the Miami Heat, would Jimmy Butler still be the main player?
You know he wouldn't. Why are you asking me that question?
I just want to make sure. Well, your answer is.
So we saying this?
Andrew Wiggins ain't me. What are you talking about?
It's levels. That's all we saying. It's levels.
Like you don't know what we saying.
That's all he's saying.
I'm saying he doesn't have to be LeBron
or KD.
Well, he gonna keep getting put out the East Conference Finals.
He has a great
then.
Team around him.
He gonna keep putting out the East
Conference Finals. The question is, does he team. Have to be LeBron? Can he be the best player on the team and win a championship?
Yes.
And you're saying yes, but we need another piece.
Yes.
And that piece doesn't need to be as
that
good as him.
That piece doesn't exist.
Can we talk about his one-on-one league? Because see,
I was gonna do that later, but if you're gonna
stay on this subject,
you could get pissed off.
I remember the T-Mac that I spoke to when you talk about being that dude, and suddenly you got amnesia.
Jimmy Butler's my favorite player.
I'm big cool.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy Butler.
His favorite
I got
player?
Love for
really?
Him too.
He's nice.
Yeah. We know he can ball.
Story. Like, Jimmy Butler wasn't blessed with the type of talent I had. I was blessed with God-given talent. That man had to work his ass off to get to where he is.
We love Jimmy Butler. We love Jimmy Butler and mad respect for him. We just saying, like you said, God-given.
He's top 10.
This God-given.
Top 10 talent. Top 10 talent in the league. Top 10 talent in the league, bro.
I can't say no to that.
I ain't gonna say top ten,
maybe top 11.
League, bro, look what this top man 11. Is doing. Y'all gotta stop
it. I'm with you. He played both ends of the floor too.
Absolutely.
I agree with you.
No. I know we gotta go. Hold on. We got KD.
One.
We got LeBron.
Two.
We got Giannis.
Yeah. Well, you
tell me.
Giannis. LeBron was 13.
Hold on.
Stop it.
No. We ain't talking about no 13. He missed games in the Lakers. Stop that. We talking
Let
individual
us do
talent.
The list. Go
Stop
the
it.
List.
Don't do
go
that.
Go through the list. Go.
So we got KD.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid, Giannis, Jokic, Steph Curry.
Okay.
All right. I'm just thinking about top 10 now. Help me out, Pat Bev.
Luka. What are you talking about?
All right. Well, Kawhi didn't play this year, but we know where he would be if he was playing. We got that there. Okay.
Stuck.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
You're at like
You're
7 right now.
I'm starting to get stuck. Don't get me wrong. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking.
Jason Tatum.
He in there.
Okay.
All right. Listen.
Kyrie.
We don't sleep on Kyrie Irving. We can't sleep on him now. I mean, listen. His problem, he don't show up to work.
So why?
It ain't that way.
You
want him?
That was me. I said Kyrie.
Talent. Just talking talent.
I'm saying what the ability to lead a team, what he's doing right now.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
But there's a lot of components.
Stephen A., even with the list, you didn't get to 10. So,
I said 11.
I'm talking about the ability to lead a team talent.
Let's take a breath. He's a great leader.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
OTAs are in full swing, and maybe you're going for Dolphins games. And the Patriots have yet to name a new OC after Josh McDaniels left to take the job as the Raiders head coach. Mac Jones looking to build an impressive first year in which he led New England to the playoffs. And things are looking a little different in Miami this season. Tua has a new, young, and offensive-minded coach. And, oh, yeah, don't forget about this addition, Tyreek Hill, who was traded from the Chiefs and given a huge contract. Here's the cheetah on his new QB.
At first, I thought it was going to be something crazy, the ball going all over the place. But Tua actually has, you know, probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life. So it's very catchable. Tua is a very accurate quarterback. He's a heck of a talent, you know. Has crazy arm strength, arm talent, you know. So, like I say, man, we're all excited, you know, just to watch him sling the ball each and every day.
RC Beck here with us, star of NFL Live, The Pivot, many other things. RC, tell me this. Which team is a bigger threat to Buffalo? Is it the Patriots or the Dolphins?
It's the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, I know Stephen A. was almost blew a gasket because Swagoo said that the Patriots could finish fourth in the AFC East, but it's actually true. And now, we all believe in Bill Belichick. We know what he's been able to do with this team when they don't necessarily have the talent level of other teams offensively. But he also had Tom Brady during those times. And this was about Mac Jones progressing this offseason. He doesn't even have an offensive play caller. You bring back Matt Patricia and Joe Judge and now put those guys on offense. Did you watch Detroit's offense when Matt Patricia was there? Did you watch the development of Daniel Jones when Joe Judge was there? And that's now going to be the coach that's in the quarterback room with him. The calling offensive plays or setting offense into motion is also, it's an art and it's a science. You have to be able to understand it, but you also have to be able to feel it. And the Patriots don't have that right now, but let's look at the Miami Dolphins. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Mike Gesicki. You had Chase Edmonds, Sony Michel in the backfield. You get Connor Williams up front, Teron Armstead in order to protect Tua Tagovailoa. And now you add Mike McDaniels, who understands how to work offenses or how to make offenses move without having elite level talent at the quarterback position. But Tua was a top five pick. Tyreek Hill is saying, basically Tyreek Hill said this, y'all. Tyreek Hill said, I ain't gonna lie, I thought he was gonna suck. But since I've been here, Tua ain't as bad as I thought he was gonna be. Tua actually does have talent, which I think is something we've always known. Now you put him in an offense that made Kirk Cousins be able to play well, that's made a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo get to the Super Bowl, get back to the NFC Championship. I believe the Miami Dolphins are set to not necessarily beat the Buffalo Bills, but to be the team that pushes them in the AFC East.
Oh, please. I don't believe that for one second. I will say this. I am ecstatic. Let me tell you something right now. We all know my background's basketball. You understand what I'm saying? We know what I do.
Right.
And I defer to the football greats like yourself. But let me tell you something right now. It's people like you and Swaggoo specifically that have made it so much fun come football season. I don't look forward to anything more outside of the NBA Finals than I look forward to the NFL season going at y'all week to week with the stuff that comes out of y'all mouth. I mean, please. First of all, what is Tyreek Hill going to say right now? So Tyreek Hill, Southpaw, he signs for all this money, right, Ryan Clark? He's going to go like
he
this.
Rich. Listen, check this out.
Hold on. I could go back. That's why Ryan laughed, because Ryan know where I'm going. I could go back to his original press conference. He was raving about Tua then. So then he comes out yesterday and he's going like this, like Ryan just said. I ain't gonna lie, I kind of thought he was gonna stick. But hey, this brother got skill. Well, that ain't what you said when you got the money. You got the money and you like, yo, man, it's a lot of money, it's a lot of paper. I'm gonna be in South Florida. I'm good. And by the way, I got a good quarterback. Man. He gonna be all right. So now you revealed you thought what we thought. You see how this works? He ain't gonna tell the truth. Please, they out there in spring football. They were getting ready. They were looking forward to coming to the Miami Heat game, for crying out loud. They playing no damn real football out there yet. I want to hear about what Tua Tagovailoa is doing. Now, I like the kid. I went down to Alabama. I spoke to the football team. Tua was there. I got a lot of love for the kid, a lot of promise. But let's call it what it is. The Miami Dolphins and some of the stuff that they've been involved in with Brian Flores and everything. Guess what, RC? None of that happens if they had drafted Justin Herbert. But they passed on Justin Herbert in favor of Tua. And what has done? There's a vast discrepancy between what you're seeing from Justin Herbert or a Joe Burrow or a Josh Allen, even Mac Jones last year, from what you're seeing from Tua Tagovailoa. So all of a sudden in the National Football League, it's going to leapfrog in the acquisition of Tyreek Hill with Cedric Wilson, who came over from Dallas, by the way. Let's not forget about him, yep. All right? They got some weapons over there, all right? We get all of that. But it all comes down to what your quarterback can do. And if your quarterback can't do it, he can't do it. So, RC, I'm glad you're smiling, because I asked the producers to freeze frame that smile. To freeze frame that smile with you talking about the Miami Heat. And when two of them get out on that field and we see the cheetah himself, Tyreek Hill, looking depressed on the sideline because he open and they can't get the ball to him, we're going to sit up there and I'm going to say, could you give me that photo of Ryan Clark smiling, cheesing, and talking about the Miami Heat going to be the biggest threat to the Buffalo Bills? That's
the New England Patriots. You keep calling them Heat. You still stuck in Miami. You still got your tan from Miami that you can get in the inside. You didn't call the Dolphins the Heat two times. You're not even respecting the team. Tua Tagovailoa is going to have a breakout season, Stephen A. He's going to have a breakout season this year. He's going to be a guy they're going to be a run-first team, then a play-action team, and we have seen quarterbacks who we didn't necessarily count amongst the elite have extremely productive and successful seasons. We were acting like Tua Tagovailoa has no skill.
RC, is Tua going to have a better season than Mac Jones?
Yes. Tua Tagovailoa will have a better season than Mac Jones this year.
I will say that.
Stamp that. I want you to.
We're saving it. We got it.
That smile, Stephen A.
Tua can play. Tua can play. It's just that he's miniature. And I think standing in that pocket behind those big bodies, guarding him and those coming at him, it's a lot for a guy his size to overcome with the struggles that he's already displayed he has. Ryan Clark is not taken into consideration. The guys that are playing on the opposite side of the field that are going to be coming at him that got film on this brother, like Ryan would have film on people. You could think that all you want to about Tua. Maybe he will, but I doubt it. That's not what I feel. Right. Not compared to the.
To be continued.
We see you week 8.
To be revisited. Exactly. Right. RC, have an awesome weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bro.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Are we ready?
Stephen A. I'm okay. The man.
25 points per game. Lord knows what else you're doing. How much are you enjoying this experience right now?
Man, you know what? I'm back to having fun. Back to having fun, enjoying. Just enjoying this year, man. Food tastes better. I'm sleeping better. I'm just having fun. Stephen A.
My man.
You the man.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Houston, man, in the crib. I like that, man.
Can we just take a moment? I mean, that was so adorable, both of you. That was.
Okay. Well, I just want to let the world know, if you notice, my hairline was back then, too.
You said I wasn't paying attention to your hairline.
It was back then, too.
I'm not obsessed with people's hairlines.
Neither am I. I mean, it's cool.
I never tease you, but who cares?
It's cool. Oh, you know, I don't care.
That's how I am, too.
No, it was good. Listen, he don't let just anybody in his house, so I was honored. His brother's always been good to me.
I needed him.
Okay.
I needed him.
All right, so you are promoting your new one-on-one league, I want to get this all right, called the Ones Basketball Association, or OBA for short, and the finals will take place in Las Vegas in July. The winner getting 250, can I play?
Better get in shape. We got a women's league starting next year, Molly.
I got no hops. What can you tell us about it?
So this is for guys that are non-NBA players.
Okay.
And if you did have some, you know, stint in the NBA, it had to be, you know, 2 years or less.
Okay.
But there's a lot of untapped talent out here. There's a lot of underground one-on-one basketball leagues, and I want to give these guys a platform to be able to showcase their skills, right? I know there are some, you know this, there's some KDs and Kyries on these blocks out here that need this type of platform, and I want to tell their story. So that's why I built this league. It's for these guys, give them opportunity, and why not basketball? Why not basketball one-on-one? I mean, we got tennis, we got boxing, right?
Yep.
Basketball needs to be one-on-one.
Let me ask you this question. When you say you want to tell their story.
Yes.
Touch on that for a second, because essentially what you're saying is you're not just showing guys playing one-on-one. There's more to that than that. Elaborate.
Well, so I take me for an example, right? When I was in 11th grade, I was an unknown basketball player in the state of Florida. No one knew about me until I got invited to the Adidas basketball camp, which was a nationally ranked high school basketball camp, right? Get on that platform, I made a name for myself. I was unknown, get into this camp, became the number one player in the country. Nothing changed about me as a basketball player. I just got on a platform, and then everybody knew who I was. The visibility, the exposure. Mm-hmm. And then everybody was trying to figure out, where this kid come from? Who is this, what's his story? That's what I'm trying to do with these guys. Take UFC, for example. Who was the fighters? We didn't know the fighters before they got on UFC platform, right? They made stars. OBL is going to make stars. We're going to tell their story.
You're more enamored and you root for guys more and pull harder when you do know their story and where they came from. I'm always fascinated by that part.
When you think about this and you think about the NBA, your thoughts about who the best one-on-one player is in the game today?
Today?
Yes.
I say it's KD. It's KD, 7 foot, just a dynamic player, left hand, right hand, shoot left over left shoulder, right shoulder, got the handles, can't alter his shot.
What do you think about some people who would say it's Kyrie Irving?
I put Kyrie in that class as well. I just think doing like fighting, you know, you got to do, and in basketball, you got to do height classes because it's not fair for a 6'3 guy to be trying to play against KD, who's 6'11, 7 foot. But so I'll say 6'3 and under, Kyrie for sure.
The greatest one-on-one talent you ever went against in your NBA.
I mean, you and our guy, that's Bean, Kobe Bean Bryant. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's the greatest one-on-one player that I've ever competed against. Mm. And not just because his skill set, it's because his mentality. Like, he was just a certified killer.
When you think about Kobe and you think about the MJ comparisons and people throw MJ, Kobe, LeBron in the same category in terms of a debate, when you're talking about one-on-one skills, what Kobe. Do you see when you see those guys?
Kobe. I see MJ and Kobe, but Kobe enhanced those skill sets that he took from Michael Jordan, the ball handling skills, the fadeaways. I think, you know, Kobe is the most skilled basketball player that I've ever seen over Michael Jordan.
So when you take all of those things into consideration and then we go back to this one-on-one league you've developed, what exactly did you tell the participants about joining this league and what they could get out of it? What did you say to them?
Well, I think they understand that this is great exposure for them, right? I mean, we're talking guys that love the game of basketball and is playing in underground leagues, and people really don't know about them. I'm giving them a platform because of what I was able to do in my career and who I built myself up to be as a brand. As you see, I'm on First Take right now, and I'm talking about my league. This is the platform that I'm creating for these guys. So they got to come in this league in shape and be dogs. And really, I'm giving them a platform to, you know, build their legacy.
One of the things, before I let you get on out of here, one of the things that I've been a proponent about is that after I saw that atrocity of a slam dunk contest during NBA All-Star Weekend.
Yes.
What an atrocity it was. It was horrible, okay? The worst slam dunk competition I have ever seen in the history of the sport. I sat up there and said, there should be a national competition for slam dunk dudes, and they should be brought to All-Star Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, when you think about this league that you're establishing as one-on-one players, and you think about something like that, what kind of influence are you hoping it has on the modern NBA player?
So I am looking for this to be a part of All-Star Weekend because of what you just said about the NBA slam dunk contest. That is hit or miss. This year it was an atrocity. It was bad. I couldn't watch it. Having one-on-one and sustaining a model, I think, that I've sustained for one-on-one basketball that is conducive for us to sit back and enjoy that entertainment, I think it needs to be implemented into All-Star Weekend, also into the Olympics as well. That's where we're headed. That is the goal of mine, and to take this thing global.
I hope you don't stop here. I hope you not only do it with this, I hope you do it with a slam dunk competition as well. Tracy McGrady could do that.
And he's starting
Tracy McGrady could do that.
Because well.
You damn sure could dunk.
Okay, hold on.
I know that.
Hold on. Let me plug this weekend. Because right across here in Brooklyn, Major Owens Community Center, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Be there, right? You'll be there.
I will be
Where's
there.
It again?
It goes down. Major Owens Community Center in Brooklyn. All right, we got to get a break.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right, T-Mac, how do the Heat keep this series alive?
Kyle Lowry's been a no-show because of his hamstring injury. I think they need to play the backup point guard.
Gabe Vincent.
Bam Adebayo has to be featured tonight like he was in game 3.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can have a big game like he had in game 3, I think, and Jimmy Butler has a good game, they will win.
I apologize to the Miami Heat if I'm wrong. It's over. You're going home tonight. okay? Bam Adebayo showed up for one game.
Yeah.
That's when Robert Williams did not play. The other games Robert Williams showed up, he hasn't been himself. Gabe Vincent was shooting well, like 50% from the field in the first two games. Then Spoelstra put him on the bench, and then he shot like 3 or 14 over the next two games before he struggled last game as well. They're just too injured. This is no disrespect to the Miami Heat. It has nothing to do with their ability. They're just too injured.
They're injured.
See T-Mac Saturday and Sunday in Brooklyn, and he has Boston winning it all. So good to see you. Congrats on all this.
My brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.